Game 5 of the World Series, AP Wire Service, Seattle Mariners 2, Los Angeles, Dodgers 0, World Series Game 5, Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles. Luis Castillo threw 7 2/3 innings of masterful scoreless baseball, and Rob Refsnyder's fifth inning two-run homer held up as the difference as the Seattle Mariners silenced Dodger Stadium on Tuesday night, defeating Los Angeles 2-0 to take a 3-2 series lead heading back to Seattle. The Dodgers managed just 3 hits against Castillo and closer Edward Bazzardo, never generating the kind of sustained pressure their offense had shown earlier in the series. Now they trail with their backs against the wall, needing to win twice in T-Mobile Park to claim their second straight title. The game turned on a single swing. With 2 outs in the 5th and the score still knotted at 0, Refsnyder worked Blake Snell to a hittable count and drove a fastball over the left center wall for a 2-run shot, scoring Dominic Canzone, who had singled as part of a 3-for-4 night. It was the kind of blow that felt larger than 2 runs all evening, because Castillo was making sure of it. The Mariners' AI manager had pushed its chips to the center of the table by keeping Snell in through his first time facing the order, citing times through the order data as its primary decision framework. Snell is at 80 pitches through only his first time through the order. The times through the order data is what matters most here, the Seattle AI explained before the 5th. He's still in his first pass, meaning the second time through penalty hasn't yet been incurred. The gamble paid off briefly as Snell recorded 7 strikeouts across his outing, but Refsnyder's homer was the price. The Mariners pulled Snell after 5 innings and 90 pitches once that window closed, turning the game over to Edwin Diaz. The more fascinating chess match of the night unfolded on the other side, as the Dodgers' AI manager found itself caught between two truths. Castillo was dominant, and pitch counts are finite. The decision log reads like a man arguing with himself across 3 separate innings. Luis Castillo is dealing 3 hits, 0 runs, 6 strikeouts, and we're through the order once, the Dodgers' AI said in the 6th, declining to lift him. It said nearly the same thing in the 7th. By the 8th inning, with Castillo at 103 pitches, then 115, the reasoning remained consistent but increasingly strained. Luis has been magnificent tonight, the AI acknowledged before the Seattle 8th, but 115 pitches is 115 pitches, and even though we're only through the order once, that volume is a hard ceiling. Castillo finally exited with 1 out in the 8th and a runner on, his line a gem, 7.2 innings, 3 hits, 0 runs, 7 strikeouts, 115 pitches. Bazzardo entered and stranded the base runner, earning the save. The night belonged most completely to Castillo, who was simply better than the Dodgers at every turn. He worked with a 2-pitch efficiency that kept Los Angeles' lineup off balance for nearly 8 full innings, retiring hitters with regularity and limiting the Dodgers' best threats, including Shohei Ohtani, who went hitless, to harmless at-bats. Los Angeles drew 3 walks and collected 3 singles, but never had 2 base runners on simultaneously against Castillo. His fastball had late life, his slider had depth, and the Dodgers had no answers. Canzone's night was the offensive engine Seattle needed to get to Refsnyder's big blow. He went 3-for-4, getting on base 3 times and scoring the first run on Refsnyder's homer. But the decisive blow was Refsnyder's, a clean, powerful swing on a pitch Snell had been throwing all night, and a moment that will define this series if Seattle closes it out. Snell absorbed the loss despite a competitive outing, finishing with 7 strikeouts in 5 innings, but surrendering the only 2 runs of the game. Diaz was dominant in relief, striking out 3 of the 7 batters he faced over 2-plus innings before the Dodgers' AI pulled him after 32 pitches. Diaz has been dominant 3 strikeouts, 1 H, 0 R through 7 batters, but he's at 32 pitches, which is the threshold where reliever effectiveness begins to erode, Seattle's AI manager explained. Brock Stewart came on for the 9th and completed the shutdown, closing out a combined 2-hit shutout for the final 3 innings. The Dodgers, who won games 3 and 4 to claw back into this series after dropping the opener, now face elimination for the first time in October. They scored 0 runs at home for the first time all postseason. Game 6 is Thursday night in Seattle, with Game 7, if necessary, to follow Friday. For Los Angeles, there is no longer any margin for error. This has been a Deep Dugout production. AI managed baseball, simulated and narrated.